Welcome to our Walker's audio log episode for Sunday, September the 2nd, I believe. It's a bit of a rainy day today. In fact, it's quite a rainy day today. So Josh and I are just taking it easy. We're in town and we're walking along the Millennium Trail, just where the Millennium Trail comes out of Mattaway Park. And we're sitting in the old train depot where we used to meet for our kick and push pedestrian society walks. There was a time when I would avoid rainy day walks, same way that so many people do avoid lots of things on rainy days. And that's one of the things that we noticed walking around this morning. And that's partly because it's Sunday, but it is very quiet, not very many people out, even people who normally would be out doing gardens or construction or painting or whatever. None of that going on. And what we are enjoying is the relative quiet of the day. There was a time when, like so many people, I would avoid rainy days. But I think as I became more enthusiastic, committed, routined with my walking, I started to wonder about the benefits of getting out on a rainy day. And as with any kind of a walk, I soon learned that there are many kinds of rainy days. Some of them do, in fact, need to be avoided. If there was thunder and lightning, and if the rain was pounding down and blowing sideways, then I probably would still avoid that kind of a walk. But today's day is rainy. It's drizzly. It's constant. It's not particularly cold, and it's just coming down. It's not going sideways. So provided I dress appropriately and Josh dresses appropriately, we can avoid walking and being wet at the same time. It's ironic that most of the time people are seeking shelter from the rain. But what I find in walking in the rain is that the rain becomes a shelter. It becomes a kind of protective cloak so that we can be out and about. There aren't crowds to avoid. There aren't people to avoid. And so the world becomes, in some respects, becomes more accessible on a rainy day than it does on a beautiful, bright, sunny day. For those of us who are committed walkers, of course, we need to prepare for those kinds of days. For Josh, for example, he's got a terrific full-back waterproof raincoat that he puts on. And I have a waterproof hat, a waterproof jacket. I wear pants that are very light. So if it's raining like this, I'll get wet right through to the skin. But it's not cold and it dries off very quickly. On a other kind of day, I do have waterproof pants. So we need those kinds of things, protective barrier for the water, for the cold. Nothing worse than walking and being cold and wet. So we need to take care for that. Waterproof shoes, waterproof boots are important. I always bring a hanky along too, just to wipe the parts that do get wet. Certainly don't have to worry much about bringing a supply of water for Josh and I. There are so many puddles about that he can stop and drink whenever he cares to. So a rainy day needn't be an obstacle or a barrier, and we can treat it as an invitation to a different kind of walking. It prompts us by creating this kind of protected, reflective space for us. So for the contemplative walker, rainy days can be an ideal time for our contemplative practice. So on this rainy Sunday morning, this is Josh and Enan for the Podikon Center, reminding you to walk on.